Well, I know it's a tough deal to go through.
And Jay Romig, who's recovering as well.
That's right. So it's injuries all over the place.
Thank goodness you and I are healthy. And so is Rob Ryan, who joins us now, the new defensive coordinator of the Saints. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
We broke some bread at Impostato's one night a couple weeks ago, which ought to get that plug ought to get us both a free plate of fettuccine eventually here.
I'll tell you what, that's outstanding out there. I loved it.
It's good to have you here. I think there's so many questions to ask of you, Rob, and I think the first one is, what are your plans right now at the nose tackle position on the Saints?
Well, you know, we've got two really good players there in Bunkley and Hicks. You know, so we're looking there. We might improve in the draft, but we're real excited with the guys we got.
Since you've been here, and I don't mean to belabor this, you have not had much to say to anybody, and I wonder why. Is that in deference to your new head coach? Is it part of the healing process? Is it you don't want to say anything before you truly get acquainted with the situation?
No, I think, you know, I'm part of a great organization, you know, with Sean Payton being the head coach, and I think
you're noted for coaching that defense, and obviously you feel it has some inherent advantages over the 4-3. What are they?
I think multiplicity. I think, you know, today's game, you know, if you just stay in one front, one coverage all day, eventually you're going to, you know, be had, and I love the multiplicity of the 3-4, and I think that's the way all the top defenses are playing it right now.
You talk to Rex much? I mean, he's got a couple of picks in front of the Saints. Do you try to get what he's going to do? Does he tell you anything? Does he return your calls at all?
We talk mostly family things, and, you know, I know he lost a real good player in Revis, and, you know, we talk about that, but he knows I got a great job in front of me, and he does too. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, Rob, I guess I ought to introduce myself. I'm Hokie Gajon.
Yeah, Hokie, how you doing?
I think, were you at Northeast or Northwest Oklahoma?
Well, that would be Southwest.
Southwest.
In the northwest part of the state.
but
yeah, everything's a direction out there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, just like the wind. I mean, yeah. All you have to do is just stand in one spot. It'll change directly. But, yeah, Ed, Jim was bringing up about the 3-4. Any chance going back to your dad, any variation of that, the old 46 defense that he made so famous? Because, you know, that kind of just seemed that, well, your dad was on the map for quite some time. Let's face it, the man, great defensive coordinator. But, you know, everybody expects somebody else to kind of reinvent that wheel one day.
Right. I think, you know, with my name being Ryan, there's always 46 is always part of our package. But I think all the great defenses, the old defenses come back to play. And I think with this new college offenses and things like that, they're going to have a lot of problems when the old stuff, the old pressure defense come back. And 46 is definitely part of our plan. You know, we have some real excellent players here that are already here that have done really well in a pressure system, and we're looking forward to bringing the pressure back to New Orleans.
And there's kind of the mindset of a lot of people, myself included, that, you know, with this 3-4 package, and people have been asking me about it, and I'll just be honest with you. I said, you know, I don't know that we've got really one good linebacker, much less four good linebackers, because you're going to be taking a junior Gallette, moving him to a position. Martez Wilson is going to be playing a position that's going to be unfamiliar to him. Curtis Lofton, I love. I mean, I'll line him up and play him against anybody. But you got three roles to fill there.
Well, I think we do have some excellent linebackers here. I think Curtis Lofton's going to be a Pro Bowler in any system, like you said. That's well documented. I think if we get Jonathan Vilma back to being Jonathan Vilma, which I'm excited and encouraged about, you know, everybody talks. He's the talk of the weight room and the off season. He's one of the best leaders in team sports. So, you know, I was so excited about getting, you know, here with him. And then our outside backers are a bunch of guys that no one knows about. But if you watch the tape, you realize we got some really good prospects there. Junior Gallette's going to be strong there. Victor Butler, the only thing that could keep him off the quarterback was me. So we'll get him on the quarterback. But he's an outstanding rusher, and not too many people know about him. And we're real encouraged about Martez Wilson as well and Will Smith.
Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator, the new defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, has been our guest. Thank you so much, Rob, for spending some time with us. We look forward to working with you throughout the year. And we'll be back with more Saints Draft Preview right after this timeout on WWL.